Well, we are just going to go before the Father in prayer, and we're just going to ask him to join us here right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just glorify and magnify your name, O Lord. We give you the praise and glory and honor that is due you, Lord, even though we know that if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, O Lord. So, Father God, we just ask that you deal with our hearts, O Lord, so that we can come before you, O Heavenly Father, with a pureness of heart, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for the women of God who said yes to your mandate, O Heavenly Father, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, O Heavenly Father. They were faithful, and they just decided to do your will, O Heavenly Father, in founding the Master Call. And we thank you for the Des de Leon family, the founders of Artists International, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you just continue to bless them, O Lord. Continue to keep them, continue to anoint their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God who is coming forth to bring the word and say, thus says the Lord to your people, Lord. A special anointing we pray for her, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we know that your will be done. Father God, we know that this call will go forth clear and uninterrupted, O God, because it is your will that your people hear your word, O Lord. So, Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we magnify your name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call. God morning. TMC family, it is Tiffany Lauderdale calling from Southern California, and I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I thank God for each of you who have called in, because you are already showing that there is something in your life that needs to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, and it begins with you. Here on the Master's Call, where we stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Minister Kai just opened us up in prayer, and we know that this call is going to go forth free and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And see, back on October the 25th of 2010, 3 years ago, and we are still celebrating the goodness and greatness of God here on the Master's Call. This call began. We have two phenomenal visionaries for the Master's Call, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts and also our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And if you look at their lives, you'll see that God is doing greater and new things in their lives. And I thank God for their yes. I thank them that they said yes, because it gives us the platform here, the Master's Call, that our lives truly will be changed early in the morning. So if you are visiting us for the first time, I invite you to visit our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on that website. Also, if you are on this line and you have been sitting at the table, you have been getting fed, and maybe now is the time that God is calling you to be a prayer intercessor, maybe you are pregnant with a message inside of your belly and it is time to get it out, and you need to be able to deliver that message in a platform where you feel free and safe to do so, well, I invite you to reach out to our prayer general and to our Mother Eagle and let them know, I believe that message was for me. I believe that God is purging and pushing me into another position that I don't even know about yet. But I know one thing, with Dr. Vanessa, you definitely will find out what that position is. So I invite you to send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and it could be men or women. So just if it's you, then I ask you just to follow through. So immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we get an opportunity to be motivated. Here we are inspired, and on following this call, we get to go to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. And you never know who's going to be on that call, and you never know what is going to be said. I just know one thing, you need to be there. If you are our Artist International Distributor on the line this morning, then I invite you to visit your back office, call customer service, do whatever needs to be done so that you can find out about the phenomenal promotions that we have going on in Artist International right now. It makes this a November to remember for you, for your team, and for your family. And if you don't know about Artist, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them to share with you what Artist International is all about. This Saturday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the world's greatest health call presents the Hour of Prayer call, and that number is 559-726-1200 and the PIN code 516848#. So we invite you to come on Saturday, this Saturday, the third Saturday of the month, to the Hour of Prayer call. Now at this time, it is time for our speaker. I am no longer going to delay. She is such a phenomenal woman. I have been watching her through Facebook, and absolutely yesterday had the opportunity to go to YouTube and see her phenomenal testimony on her alopecia experience. And I've just noticed that she is definitely a woman of God. She is an innovative, intellectual, and inspirational woman of God. She preaches with power, conviction, and a call to transform. She is affectionately known as Lady T, the wife of Dr. Raphael Nicholas Spiller, the mother of Micaiah Rennell, Trinity Nicole, and Raphael Nicholas II. She is the pastor and co-founder of Word of Power International Christian Fellowship Church, The Word, in Pearland, Texas. She is definitely an artist entrepreneur. She is transparent. She is humble. She is energetic. She is relational. She is enthusiastic. She is shrinking. You hear me? She is our anointed speaker for this morning. At this time, without further ado, it is definitely an honor for me to present to you at this time, Dr. Teresa Spiller. Dr. Spiller,
good
are you
morning.
On this morning?
I am on this call. Good morning. How
good
are you
morning.
All?
We Bless are great, God, and the platform is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I won't be before you long. Oh, my God. Listen, I was ready to preach this word on yesterday. As a matter of fact, I logged into the call, the master's call on yesterday morning, thinking that it was my turn to speak, and it was not, and I was in shock. I was like, oh, my God, I'm on fire. I'm ready to get this word. I'm ready to get it off of me and deliver it to God's people. But I know I need to check my calendar. That's one thing I do need to organize. Amen. I bless Vanessa Witherspoon. She's a woman of God with love, and she has embraced me, and I just want to thank God for her giving thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. I won't be before you long, but there is a word I want to give to you all. And listen, when I preach, half the time I'm being cut myself, or not half the time, 100% of the time I'm being cut. I'm standing in my own puddle of blood because the Lord deals with me first before he allows me to deliver a package. But this morning, the Lord did something else. Well, yesterday he did something else. So, you know, I've been sleeping on it this morning, so I know it's going to be delivered with fire. I just believe that in my spirit to somebody that really needs to hear this word. And a lot of us have been through a lot of things in our lives, and we've experienced a lot of letdowns, and we've had some victories. And we don't know that we are supposed to have victories repeatedly over and over and over again, and that should be the norm, and failure should not be the norm or the common thing, and it shouldn't be walking around us or over us like a black cloud wherever we go. You know, there's always trouble, there's always problems, there's always failure. The Lord gave me this. This word is entitled, All I Do is Win, Win, Win. Ooh, I'm getting excited. God created you to be successful. I'm talking to you this morning. And this is what he said in his word. He said, I wish that you would prosper. He says, you are blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. He says that I will give you good success. The blessing of God chases me and overtakes me. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Oh, my God, but for a lot of us, the facts are we've been pushed down by temptation. We've been slapped in the face by doubt. We've been lied on by failure. We're being chased by our nightmares, and now we feel that our future is hopeless. You're not winning. You're losing. And losing is becoming the norm. And I just want to put a pin right there and say the devil is a liar. But the losing for you, your winnings are less than what your losings are. Your losing is multiplying quicker than you are winning. Can I tell you that you can change all of that this morning? And it's really simple for you to change it. You need to change your mindset. You need to change what Scripture says about you. You need to get in your Word, and you need to read what the Holy Spirit said about you. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, Now thanks be unto God, which causes us to triumph in Christ. In other words, causes us to win in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. We're supposed to be winning everywhere we go. Let me read this to you in the Message Bible, which I love. It says, in the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance because of Christ. We give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation. An aroma resonant with life. Listen, there is a smell that is on you because of who you believe in. It is a sweet-smelling aroma that rests upon each and every one of us simply because we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And because we walk in that aroma, and we should be walking in that boldness. It is an anointing that you shouldn't be embracing. Hebrews 10 and 35 says, Cast not therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Did you hear it? He said, cast not away your confidence. He says, you have the right to walk in confidence. Through Christ, I'm supposed to always win. Let's just get that straight. If you change your mindset about winning and losing, I think it's going to make a difference in your life, and you're going to see some immediate, drastic changes. It's not arrogant to be confident. You know, it's a God-given confidence. Scripture has said that about you. They don't cast that away. Don't give that up. Your failure of the past could serve as today's wisdom for tomorrow's success. Your failure has purpose attached to it. Just because you lost some things or some bad things happened to you, you know, and you're ashamed to talk about it. I have embraced all the bad things that have happened to me, and God will take all that bad stuff and turn it into a platform to minister to somebody, to be a blessing to them. You should never embrace failure, because when you are intimate with failure, you will always give birth to procrastination. Listen, when you embrace failure, it pauses you, it stops you, it halts you in your tracks, and then fear is able to overtake you. And then you believe what you see, and what you see becomes your reality. And I just want to let you know that the devil is a lie. It doesn't have to become your reality. I just want to put a pin right there and says, I am born to win. Say it with me. I am born to win. One more time. I am born to win. That's right. You are born to win. You were created to win. Oh, my God. God is pleased when we are prospering. He is happy. Don't forget, you give off a scent. You give off an aroma. You send up your aroma to the heavenly places, and the Lord is pleased.
that you have selected his son as your Lord and Savior. Listen, it comes with reward to walk in this Christian, it's hard walking in this Christian walk. You know, you can't do certain things. You can't, you know, do what you used to do. You got to change the way you think. You know, you got to love all the time, and some people don't even deserve your love, but my God, you got to love them anyway, and you got to forgive. And, ooh, I got a problem with forgiveness. I don't want to forgive right now because they hurt me. You know, it's hard being a Christian. You know, so there are some things that we have to deal with in this Christian walk, but my God, there are some rewards in a Christian as well. And the, one of the rewards is victory belongs to me. It is mine. I can hold it, embrace it. But there are some things I got to do before I walk in the victory. I got to know who I am. I got to know what the scripture says about me. 1 John 5:5 says, oh, Father God, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you know who you are and who you belong to is the question. Listen, we know the fact. We know the fact. Everything is not right. Things are going haywire. Money is not coming in. My products are not moving like I need them to. We know the facts, but now let's listen to the truth. You are an overcomer. Your faith makes you an overcomer. Just because you believe, it makes you an overcomer. Say it with me. All I do is win. All I do is win. Listen, I was born to win. Say it again. I was born to win. One more time. I am a winner. Yes, you are. I am a winner. Romans 9:23. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh, my God. Romans 9:33 says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. If my confidence is in God, I will never look bad in the end. Oh, my God. Some of y'all need to Facebook that scripture. You need to tatty that scripture on your thigh, on your arm if you do the tatties. I mean, come on. If you believe in him, you should not be ashamed. Your life should not look like a shame. Your life should not look like an accident. Scripture says you should not be ashamed. Why? Because I'm going to win. I'm going to always win. And you have to line up with winning in your spirit, in your body, and in your mind to become rightly aligned. You got to line it up and line it up with Scripture. And you won't look bad in the end. You're going to look victorious. You're going to be victorious. You're going to feel victorious. People are going to want to surround themselves around you because you are a magnet of victory. And that's attractive, and you give off a scent, and it's an aroma, and it's not just giving up to God, but people smell it. People want to be around it. They want to know what you're doing and how you're doing, and this ain't no secret. I mean, I fell in love with the Word of God. That's what I did. I get up early in the morning, and I get on my face, and I quote scriptures to myself, and I quote scriptures to my kids, and I have scriptures posted up on the refrigerator and in the laundry room, because that's where I do most of my work, in the kitchen, and I see what I want to be in the Word. Hallelujah. Listen, there are three mountains I want to talk to you about that have stopped us from moving forward, from going to get the things that we can have. Okay, the first mountain is the mountain of fear. Oh, my God. Let me tell you what this mountain does. I don't know what has happened to cause you to fear. Something drastic has happened for the mountain of fear to rise up. But the mountain of fear, what it does, it cripples your creative genius, and it causes you to lack productivity. Oftentimes, whenever we have tried to do something and then we failed at it, you know, I wasn't good in English coming up in college. Oh, my God. I made F's in college in English. And so when it was time to write, there was a fear associated with me writing. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what an adjective and an adverb is and how to conjugate my verb and when to use the conjunction. And all through my college, I'm serious, university, Texas Southern University. And then finally, after I graduated, I saw all those attempts to take English on my transcripts and C's and D's and about two or three F's. And I said, I got to conquer this fear of English. And I enrolled in HCC, Houston Community College, and I had the audacity to major in English over there. And I was fearful of doing it, but I didn't want that fear to be attached to me for the rest of my life. So I stepped out in faith, and I did it. And I have like a 4-point-something GPA over there, or it's a 3.8, real close to a 4.0, because I decided to face my fear head on. I'm like, okay, there's something about this writing that I'm supposed to get that I didn't get when I was going to university. So let me back down and go to a community college where the setting is smaller and they're not all that crazy about getting your money and making you buy books. And I was able to focus and concentrate, and I had matured in my age. You know, I was like 30, 31 years old at the time. And now I got that 3.4 GPA, and you can't tell me nothing about writing. God has given me the ability to write a couple of books that I need to get published. I will sit up and write a sentence that will blow my mind, and I'll blow my husband's mind because, you know, he's my editor. But God has given me that ability to overcome that particular mountain. I had to face that mountain, look at that mountain of fear, and tell it to get out of my life. It stifles your creative genius. And listen, I didn't know I could write as well as I could because I was afraid. But once I removed that mountain out of my life, I was like, oh, my God, there's a gift that was in me the whole time the enemy was trying to hold back. Then there's the mountain of procrastination, which stifles your momentum and stops you from moving forward. That mountain causes you to miss seasons of increase. Oh, my God. Did you hear what I said? This mountain of procrastination, oh, I'll do it, oh, I'll get to it, and getting to it was last month, last year, last week, 5 years ago, and you never got to it. Listen, God told you to write a book. God told you to go back to school. God told you to take up that sewing class. God told you to take up that artwork. God told you to be creative. He told you to do something, and you keep saying, I'm going to do it, and it's always sitting on the back burner. And then you miss seasons of increase. When the season comes around and your gift is supposed to be exposed at that time, you hadn't developed the gift to be exposed, so you're missing seasons over and over again. And then there's the last mountain, the mountain of worry. This mountain causes you to become depressed, and we all know that our latitude determines our aptitude. Our attitude determines our latitude. Worry is self-doubt, and self-doubt is mental suicide, which is the killing of your own potential. Listen, whenever you self-doubt, you're causing self-suicide. And self-doubt is contrary to who God said you were. So you have the victory to win. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You need to get in your word and learn the word of God, what it says about you. But self-doubt causes you to commit self-suicide in terms of your potential. And I just want to repent right there, because a lot of us worry so much about stuff that God hasn't given us permission to worry about. Worrying, it belongs to the Lord. We need to cast our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He said we can boldly come through the throne and pray for grace and mercy, and I'm saying help in time of need. Go to your prayer closet. Get on the floor. I don't care if you make it in your bathroom, in your closet, but go to Him and just utter the words out of your mouth. He'll heal you, hear you, because you belong to Christ and you're giving off a scent. And is it a scent of fear? Is it a scent of doubt? Is it a scent of procrastination? Is it a scent of worry? No, you want your aroma to be sweet smelling before the Lord. You want Him to be pleased with you. Give your worry over to the Lord. Oh, I feel it. I feel that heaviness of worry on a lot of us. We don't know how we're going to make it, how we're going to pay our rent, how things are going to get done, how a car is going to get paid for, how we're going to get it out the shop, how we're going to get the clothes for the kids. We worry about all these things. He says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. That's what He said about us. We got to stand on His word. And listen, I talk to God like this. Look, this is what your word did to me. And you said you will never return void on your word. He said your heaven and earth will pass away before your word will pass away. And this is what your word said about me. I give Him back what He gave to me. And when I do that, and I don't do it in an arrogant manner, I just do it in a matter-of-fact kind of way. I just do it in a matter-of-fact. This is what you said. And I just want to remind you. Listen, you can't worry about how you feel or even what you see around you, because Scripture says, call those things that be not as though they were. Listen, if you got to fake happiness until you make it, fake it. You're going to begin to walk in victory in a minute. He said, call those things that be not as though they were. Call it. Whatever you want to see, call it. You have to have those faith confessions. Okay, let's build some faith confession in your life right now, and I'm getting off this phone. Hallelujah. Okay, I just want you to repeat these after me as I say them. I have five faith confessions for you. It's going to build you up, build up your faith. 2 Corinthians 2:14, remember it says, now thanks be unto God, which causes us to triumph in Christ. In Christ is the key word, to triumph in Christ. That's the preposition, in Christ. You got to be in Christ to be victorious. Now, if you're in something else, I can't help you. If you're in your friend, your mama, your cousins, if you're into them and not into Christ, if you're listening to their counsel and not the word God counsel, I can't help you become triumphant. I can only guide you and direct you to the word and by the word. And then that's when your favor, your smell, your scent, your aroma will rise up to the heavens. Okay, repeat your faith confessions after me. My faith will cause me, go ahead and repeat it, to win every time against the God of this world. I'm pausing because you're supposed to be repeating it after me. My faith will cause me to win every time against the God of this world. I will never lose again through Christ. I am anointed to prosper. God has empowered me to make whatever I do prosper. Losing is not an option for me through Christ Jesus. Okay, the last one. All I do is win, win, win. Hallelujah! To God be the glory.
Hallelujah, to God be the glory. What a powerful message. Let us go to God in prayer. Dr. Spiller, I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction for the day. All I do is win, win, win. Lord, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courtyard with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name. God, we thank you for each and every person here on the Master's Call. I speak comfort and peace for the Waterman and Patterson family right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Regina to you and to a legacy to you, to Platinum President Martha Marie Preston to you, to Sharon and Kenneth to you, Angela and Ronnie and Jackie to you. I lift up Shawnee to you and Jocelyn to you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I decree and declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every life on this line, that we will win, that we are more than conquerors, that we already have the victory, and that the blessings of you, oh God, they overtake us. I pray favor upon Robin right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for Minister Robin, for Minister Willa, Minister Candy, Minister Kai, Minister Benita, Minister LaShawn, Minister Susan, Minister Brenda, and for our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weathers. I speak new and greater things in their lives, and we win, 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 and we win in Jesus' name. These and other blessings I decree and declare in your name, and they are done because we win. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. I know you want to go back and listen to this message, so let me give you that number, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code 539598, #OMG. Pass this message on because we are winners. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Teresa Spiller to come back and give us our benediction for this day. OMG, we win.
Well, God, we bless you. We love you. We know who we are through the word of God and by the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have an aroma that is sweet before your nostrils. Lord God, I thank you that we have embraced the knowledge of our calling over our life. I thank you, Lord God, that you called us to be victorious from the beginning. Before the foundation of the earth, you call us to be victorious. We thank you. And because our elder brother Christ has defeated the enemy and he was victorious, we are to be victorious as well. I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you that our faith confessions are ever before us. I thank you that we're going to go to the scripture and find out what the word says, and we're going to begin to meditate on that word. I thank you, Lord God, that there's no failure in us. Woo! But you called us to go from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. We love you this morning. We love you this morning, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of our living God, but we embrace our birthright this morning. We embrace it. We take it back. Woo! In the name of Jesus, failure is not an option. We don't believe in it, nor shall we dwell in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.